Parshas Devarim, Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Rav lochem soi v'sahar hazeh, pnu lochem tefoina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, enough of you circling this mountain. Turn yourselves northward. Pnu lochem tefoina. Klal Yisrael was passing by the border of the land of the Bnei Esav. Klal Yisrael was to steer away from Esav in their journey to go to the land of Eretz Yisrael. In the next pasuk, it says, "Vesa'am etzav lemer atem oivim bigvul acheichem leesav yeshem esav yiru mikem v'nishmartem oid." You're going to fear them, and you're going to have to watch out very carefully. If Esav was going to fear Klal Yisrael, v'yiru mikem, they'd be scared of you. If Esav are going to be scared of Klal Yisrael, then why did the pasuk before say, "Rav lochem soi v'sahar hazeh, pnu lochem tefoina"? Steer away from Esav. What's the problem? Esav is going to be scared of us. Pasuk is telling us Esav is going to be scared of us. So why do we have to steer away? It says in Devarim Rabba, "Pnu lochem tefoina." Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, "If you see the children of Esav preparing to attack you, do not attempt to resist. Rather, turn to the north until he passes by." They state in the Medrash. Klal Yisrael replied, "Rabbeinu Shalaylam, his father, who Yitzchak benched him, who's him? Esav. His father benched him, saying that he shall live by the sword. And you are reinforcing his bracha by telling us to hide from him. To where shall we go? Where shall we flee?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, "If you see him attacking you, flee to the Torah. Tzafayna means Torah. As it says in Mishlei, Yitzpan la'yisharim toshia. He has, in Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Zayin, he has secured the eternal Torah for the upright." Another pshat of the word Tzafayna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when the Melech HaMashiach will come, Marav Tuvcho Tzafanta L'Riecha, a pasuk in Tehillim, "How abundant is your goodness that you have hidden away for those who fear you," will be Mekuyim. Tzafanta L'Riecha is talking about the light that's hidden away, that you can end up with the light. If you do it this way, you can end up with the light. But the first pshat, again, is this lashon of Pnu lochem tefoina, is not go ahead northward away from them, but rather turn to the Torah. You see the Bnei Esav.
Right, so
Shiach
can
yatz. I'm sorry?
Right, so Shiach can yatz.
Yeah. Tzed no chavetz chayim. The Medrash is teaching us how Klal Yisrael can defeat their enemies. We must always be toiling in the Torah HaKadosha and avoid direct confrontation with our enemies. This was the means through which Klal Yisrael persevered throughout the generations, following the path charted by our Avos. We look at what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, you're thinking, okay, we're going head on some level, we don't have a choice maybe, we're being attacked. But we have to realize what's the ikur, and the ikur is Pnu lochem tefoina, you have to turn to the Torah. It says in the Marzav, Pirush on the Medrash. The Medrash is saying the words of tefoina teaches us that through the Torah HaKadosha one has the opportunity to attain abundant goodness when Mashiach comes. It is the original Or HaGonuz, the hidden light which was hidden away for the Tzaddikim. The Radal explains, if one is afflicted with Yisurin, he should run to the chambers of Torah and immediately the Yisurin will run away from him. That's the answer. Leilena, someone has Yisurin. I heard someone said that, I don't know who they went to, one of the Gedolim. They said they wanted a schooler. Schooler, that the child should get married. They had a problem, the child wasn't getting married, they wanted a schooler. So they were told, go learn Masechtas Kedushin. The Torah, you want Kedushin, that's the topic, go learn Masechtas Kedushin. You're having a problem with Parnassah, go learn Nezikin, Baba Kama, Mamsir, whichever one, Nezikin. Things that we were talking about, Parnassah Zachin. The Rishbam says, Pnu lochem tefoina, Klal Yisrael were told to face north towards Eretz Yisrael. The years of their wandering through the Midbar were in the south of Eretz Yisrael. They were not in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer was, look towards Eretz Yisrael. Head there. understand there, your focus should be to get there. Rabbeinu Yoel, when the Bar Taisa says, Klal Yisrael must wait and prepare until Mashiach comes, which is from Tzafon. And then Klal Yisrael will rule over Esav. This Lashon of Tzafon is talking about the Mashiach comes hidden away. Like when we have Tzafon, we have the Seder, Tzafon, what's Tzafon hidden? Mashiach. It says in the Divrei Yoel, not Rabbeinu Yoel, like you said before, that was at Bali Taisis, but the Divrei Yoel, the Satmar Rebbe, he says like this. Pasuk in the beginning of the bar. Vayeshuvu, Yeshua and Kalei brought back word to us and said, Vayeshuvu, and they said, good is the land that Hashem our God gives us. This was a complaint against Klal Yisrael, that although they were told that the Eretz Yisrael was a good land, they didn't want to go. Why is this a valid complaint against them? While it is true that Yeshua and Kalei said the land is good, there were 10 miraculous that said it wasn't good. Now we're talking about Nesiim here. So why should they believe Kalev and Yeshua? You have 10 tzaddikim, the Bali Nevuah, brought down the Bali Nevuah, Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Why shouldn't we believe them? 10 against 2. Moshe Rabbeinu said the land was good. Moshe was Das Torah. A majority is not a factor when Das Torah is involved. They should have listened to Moshe Rabbeinu without question. The Nesiim, no Nesiim, don't bring in the values over here. Das Torah, there's no Nesiim, not Nesiim, there's no Ruach HaKodesh, it's all irrelevant. It says in the Pre-Tzadik, Eila Advarim, Hashit Liba Moshe HaKal Yisrael, the first Pasuk in the Varim. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. It is said in the name of the Yid HaKodesh that he would learn Psukim from Mishneh Torah, Shesefer Devarim, every day, because he said that Mishneh Torah is the best Musar Sefer. There's a difference between reading Teichacha and a Sefer and actually hearing Teichacha from someone's mouth. Moshe was Zeichet to Nevuah with the Lashon of Zeh HaDavar. The Shekhinah spoke through his throat. Miteich Groinoi. That is a Lashon Yachid. Lashon Rabim of this type of Nevuah is Eila HaDavarim. So when it says Eila HaDavarim, it is Lashon Rabim. Zeh HaDavar is a Lashon Yachid. Mishneh Torah was said to Klal Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eila HaDvarim means that it's a Lashon Rabim was to all of Klal Yisrael. When one learns Sefer Devarim properly, we're talking about, it is like hearing the words from Moshe Rabbeinu and not like reading a Musa Sefer. Much greater. It says in the Moris HaShukim, Sefer Pirish on Eicha, written by Shlomo Kluger, the Pasuk says, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, in Eicha. Lo yaleichem kol oivei derech habitu ruim yeshmach oiv kimach oivei asher oila li asher hoiga Hashem b'yoyim charoin apoi. May it not befall you all who pass by this road. Behold and see if there is any pain like my pain which befell me, which Hashem has afflicted me on the day of His burning wrath. That's the Pasuk. Now, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would only punish Klal Yisrael for their actual sins, for what they did, their punishments would not be as severe as what the Klal Yisrael actually get. So they're getting worse than their actual averus. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his children. Klal Yisrael are his children. When Klal Yisrael sins, it hurts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when they do a chet, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Kain in Tzar Osa. So they get punished again. They get punished the first time for the Chet, and then they get punished because of the Tzar they caused to the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's a Nechama built into this Pasuk in Eicha. He says, Peldig. The Umas Oilam are rejoicing. They're saying, look, Klal Yisrael is getting beaten. They're getting machless, they're getting destroyed. It's terrible. Look at the punishment. They're doing Averis. That God is mad at them, that God is going to get rid of them. God's going to say, you know what? I don't want the Jews anymore. Let me pick another nation. There's a necham on this pasuk. That's the joke of it. The reason why Klal Yisrael has the harsh punishments, that demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. Pum faket! The Ummah Sa'ilim are saying is, the Yidden are getting punished, look what's happening to the Jews. God's getting rid of them. But pum faket. The harsh punishments, even worse than what we're doing, is because the Baruch Hashem loves us so much. And because He loves us so much, He gives us extra pech, extra pain, because He loves us, and it's hurting Him when we do something wrong. It's pum faket. That's what this pasuk is telling us. Pilei plon. It says in the Nachal Eshkol, an Eicha, Chet Chot Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim sinned greatly. Everyone asks the question, why is there a double lashon of chet here? Why don't the other nations of the world get punished like Klal Yisrael when they do averus? So he gives a different answer than the Shlomo Kluger. And he says like this, Klal Yisrael is punished for the averus because they received the Torah HaKadosh and accepted its mitzvahs. The other nations of the world don't have the Torah and are not the chosen nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care about them, and therefore they are not punished as such. The pasuk uses a double lashon of chet here to teach us that when Klal Yisrael sins, they receive great punishment due to their acceptance of the Torah HaKadosh. Different pshat than Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger says, "Marriedly, because we're His children, we get it because the Baruch Hashem is giving us, because we're getting doing a second aver by hearing the Baruch Hashem." And the Chidah is explaining the Nachal Eshkol. He says that because we got the Torah, because we were zeicha to the Torah, and we accepted it, we're the chosen nation, therefore we get punished double. The Binyo says, the Gemara in Yuma, the Daflam and Tes on the Beis, Arbaim Shana Koydim Shecharav Habayis Kvan Nikru Bay Simon Echorbin. 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there were signs that were evident of the impending Chorbin. Why were there signs specifically for 40 years? Fact the Ben Ishchai, the Sefer the Binyol. Why 40 years? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promised to Klal Yisrael that if they would heed the Torah, which was given in 40 days. And they would learn Torah Lishma, the Zchus HaTorah would nullify the harsh decrees against them. That's why, for 40 years it was Nikar, connected to 40 days of Matan Torah, of going up to the Shemayim to get it. It says in Bereishis, Kol Kol Yaakov Edayim De Esau. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, when the Pasuk says Kol Yaakov, it refers to Klal Yisrael engaging themselves with learning Torah. If they toil in Torah, then Esau would not be able to rule over them and destroy their holy places. The Mekomos HaKadosh. What does it mean when going back to what we saw, the Pnu Lachem Tzafonah, turn to northward? It's a reference to the Torah HaKadosh. Our enemies fear us because we have the Koyach HaTorah. If our enemies come to attack us, we are not to fight them with a physical battle. Again, Allah Elena, we don't have a choice now, and it's Israel, they're attacking us. But what's the true answer? Yes, the IDF is going out and there's a down for them, but what's the true answer? Sitting in the base of Medrash learning, that's the answer. The Zchus of Torah Lishma will win our battles for us. The Churban HaBayis came about because we turned away from Torah HaKadosh. This gave our enemies the opportunity to destroy our Mekomos HaKadosh. We have to mourn over the destruction of the Batei Mikdashos, and we must make a firm pact with ourselves to rectify our actions. Our actions? Which actions? Turning away from the Torah. That's what caused the Churban. The Merdiga Pshat from the Chidah, based on a couple of different portions, says in the Farshas Drachim, Medrash says, Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYeshua, Miyayim Shemes Moshe Ovel Lefanai. When the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, I'm an Ovel before you, Shemar Yikra Hashem Tzokos Lebechi Ulemisvet. As it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem, Master Hashem Tzvakos, Master of Legions, called that day one crying, Lebechi Ulemisvet, for crying and lamenting. Had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, the Yitzhara of Adazara would have been nullified, and the Beit HaMikdash would never have been destroyed. The Russia has the same word. Moshe Rabbeinu needed to remain in the Midbar so that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed and ultimately be rebuilt, so that the generation of the Midbar would be able to come along with Moshe for the rebuilding of the third and everlasting Beit HaMikdash. The Rosh again says the same shot, they would have been lost in the Midbar forever, all the chaitim in the Midbar. It was known that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that meant that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed. That is what it means when it says, "Miyoyim shemeis Moshe avel afonai." When Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was already mourning avelus over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, because Moshe Rabbeinu's dying was a riot that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. It says in the Zera Berach, the Talmud of the Megal Amukis, at the beginning of creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately mentioned the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The letters Bereshis, the first word in the Torah, Bereshis, are also the letters Bayis Rosh, Beis Rosh, the head house. What does that refer to, Dr. Be'ah? The Beis HaMikdash. And then the pasuk, the Torah continues. The Torah says, "Va'aretz hoyses soyu va'vayu," and the land was desolate. That refers to the Churban Bayis, the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So it started off with Bereshit that there was a Beis Hamikdash, and then it was destroyed. The Pnei Dovah takes it a step further, quoting a Medrash. I saw the same shot in the Chassam Sefer. He says, "The end of the last parasha of the Torah." Le'ene Kol Yisrael, Sefer Devarim, Parashas Bezeis HaBrocha, discusses the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which allowed for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Yeshua ben Nun was of great stature, yet he was not great enough to nullify the desire of Avodah Zarah, something that Moshe Rabbeinu could have achieved had he been alive. As the Zera Berach says, the beginning of Sefer Bereishis references the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What caused this destruction? The end of the Torah connects to the beginning of the Torah. The death of Moshe Rabbeinu, like he says from the Parshas Drachim, which is at the end of the Torah, caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is at the beginning of the Torah. After the Torah begins with the Beis Hamikdash and its destruction, it continues. V'ruach elekim mirachefes. And the Shekhinah hovered. It says in the Medrash, what does it mean, hover? The Ruach Elokim is a reference to Mashiach. And what's Al Pnei Hamayim? On the water, Ruach Elokim Arachavis Al Pnei Hamayim, on the surface of the water, Ein Mayim Elo Torah. Water refers to the Torah HaKadosh. The Mashiach is hovering over the water. He is waiting for Torah to be studied and learned properly in the proper fashion. With that, you want to know what we're going to be zeicha, the cause of the Torah. Is because the cause of the destruction of the Churban Bayis, because we left the Torah. And what's going to be bring back to Yeshua? What's going to be bring back to Yeshua is that we're going to learn the Torah properly. We're going to be Isaac in the Torah properly, and that's Chus. Mashiach is waiting. He's hovering. He's waiting up in Hamayim. He's waiting till we learn the Torah properly, and at that point we'll be zeicha to see the building of the Beis Hamikdash. We're coming to Tisha B'Av. To understand a little bit about Tisha B'Av, what the avoid is of Tisha B'Av, what we're supposed to do on Tisha B'Av, what we're supposed to try to feel. We're very far removed from the Beis Hamikdash when it was built, thousands of years. What are we supposed to feel? How are we supposed to grasp a little bit of the time of Tisha B'Av? Says in Kehilas Yaakov, Kehilas Yaakov, a sefer written by Shlomo Kluger, Alamayadin, Nifliga sefer. Read your sefer over here. Yiniterim kol naskir. The nesakim mimei chazal ahaskir churban beis hamikdash b'yom halalu. Chazal u nesakim that we're supposed to remember the churban beis hamikdash in these days. Ve'ein hakavonu he'ikris l'sabal al-mashik farhoyu. And you need to know something important. The main purpose, the main kavana of Chazal, of having that we are supposed to be maskir, the Churban Bayis HaMikdash, is not to mourn over what happened. Ki ma betza bekach, what good does that do you? Rak iker hakavana l'isfal l'habola kimoi. The iker is that we should be misfal, that it should come. Of course, you have to mourn over it if you're mourning over it, that it's not here now. Not that it was destroyed. But more that we don't have it, and we want it. That's the ikar. Obeprat, the biyamim shenechra, havizmami lakimoy. And specifically, the days that it was destroyed, which are these days, Tisha B'Av, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's the best time, the zman, that it could be rebuilt. So now is the time to be thinking about this. All year, but specifically now. Moshe Kozel Chazal Medrash. Gavim Mashiach, Amahu Gavra, Hoyol, Vizmane Nechra, Vizmane Yibonet. Being that it was destroyed in that time, we rebuilt in that time. We look kach, be'emes, be'tes, be'ov, nerev Mashiach. On Tisha B'Av, on Tez B'Av, Mashiach was born. Uveprach Amru Chazal. He will be born. Well, hopefully he's born. Uveprach Amru Chazal. Kol dor shel Yerushalmi and Yuma. Kol dor shel Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Ki Ilu Nechra B'Yomav. Any generation where the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's like it's destroyed again. It's Yerushalmi and Yuma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Vine Bahach Ki Ilu Nechra. It's like it was destroyed now. There's destruction happening now. It's not being rebuilt. There's destruction now. That's the Yisoid. The Kivan Harakil Necha B'Yam Halalu Meharoy Lis Amit B'Chol Ois Ulinaski L'Shamas Yin Necha. We have to do whatever we can so it shouldn't be destroyed. Every second that it's not here now is being destroyed. We have to try to stop it. It shouldn't be destroyed more. Every day, every year it goes, it's being destroyed more because it's not here. That's the purpose. That's what we have to be working on. And this is what it means by the Mekoinim, Masha Omar and Eicha. Zochri Yushalayim Me'aniya U'merdeh Komach Madeh Asher Hoyim Yomai Koinim Minpol Ama B'yatzor Ve'ein Oizeh Lo. A Pasuk in Eicha, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, and it says here that Yushalayim recalled the days of her suffering and sorrow, all the treasures that were hers in the days of old, with the fall of her people into the enemy's hand, and none to help her. Ain Oizela, remember that. None to help her. Her enemies saw her and gloated at her downfall. Such a sin of gloom. The Kavan in this Pasuk. The Hinenech Zanan. Bim Oimim La Adam. If you tell a person, Shanaf La Srefa Atta La Basic. Chasa Shalom, you tell someone that this house is burning now. Oh, this Amit Barab Koichoi. Bimada Efshel Atsila, he's going to do whatever he can to go say it. This house is burning. Listen, remember your house, you had a big fire 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 2,000 years ago. You're not going to be so motivated. It's not going to make a roshim on the car. I remember that, it wasn't so good. That's not what's going to motivate someone. We have to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash every year. Why are we not zeichah to Yeshua now? Because we're not remembering properly. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is not here now. If we would remember the Churban, if we would recognize this, as if it's happening now, after showing your house is burning now. You'll see the Beis HaMikdash is burning now. And you're going to work to save it. That would definitely bring the Yeshua. Unfortunately, we remember it as, it's something that happened many, many years ago. Yeah, we're sad about it. It doesn't create a roshim on a person's heart of what he wants it in the future. And that's what the pasuk says here. They remember. Klai Yisrael remember the Churban. They remember all of the treasure that they had. So Klai Yisrael remember, we used to have a treasure called the Beis HaMikdash. And they don't remember as if it's happening now. And therefore the pasuk says, and that's why they're not being helped. If we would feel it now, as if it's literally burning now, then Azullah, then the Rabbanishan would have to help us. That's something that we have to work on. We have to realize Kain is not much burning now. People think, oh yeah, you're supposed to think about the burning of the base of Middash that it burnt many years ago, and Chas Shalom, it's a terrible, it is a terrible thing, and we hope it's going to be rebuilt. It's all wonderful, but he says you're missing the main point. That's not going to do it. What's going to do it is you have to feel that your house, Chas Shalom, is on fire now. The base of Akenu, the house of Hashem, is on fire now. If someone's house is on fire, even if you can't do anything, let's assume you're sitting there and you're watching the fire truck, you're going to cry. You're going to do something. You're crying. Why does someone cry? He cries because it bothers him. Even if he can't do anything, he cries. Found a very interesting story. Read it. Dr. Elchanan Eltz was chairman of the Jewish Council in the Kovna ghetto in Lithuania. A man of unique moral stature and courage. He was a Zionist and encouraged resistance activities in defiance of Nazi orders. Prior to the liquidation of the ghetto, he was sent to Kaufering concentration camp where he died of typhus. Though Dr. Elks perished, his ethical will, which was written in Hebrew on October 19, 1943, is reproduced here and translated on the back of this page, was smuggled out of the ghetto and ultimately reached his son, Joel, in England. Kovna Ghetto, October 19, 1943. This is the letter. My beloved son and daughter, I am writing these lines to you, my beloved children, after we have been here in the Valley of Tears, according to Pasuk in Tehillim, the Kovna Ghetto, for more than 2 years. We have learned that in the very near future our fate will be decided. The ghetto in which we find ourselves will be crushed and torn asunder. We fear that only those capable of slave labor will live, the rest are probably sentenced to death. With my own ears I have heard the awful symphony of weeping, wailing, and screaming of tens of thousands of men, women, and children which have rent the heavens. No one throughout the ages has heard such a sound. Along with many of these martyrs, I have quarreled with my Creator, and with them I cried out from a broken heart. Who is as silent as you, O Lord? In the most excruciating moments of our life, you, my beloved, have always been food for our thoughts and nourishment for our hearts. During the long black nights, your beloved mother would sit beside me and we would both dream of your life and future. Our most fervent desire is to see you again, to embrace you and tell you over and over how closely we are tied to you and how our hearts throb whenever we remember you. I doubt very much, my most beloved children, that I shall ever see you again or clasp you again to my heart. And before I depart this world and from you, my most precious, I'd like to tell you for the nth time how much we cherish you and how much our soul yearns for you. My beloved Joel, be a loyal son to your people. Try with all your might to settle in the land of Israel. Tie your destiny and future up with the land of our future. As to you, my beloved daughter Sarah, I trust, my precious, your clear common sense and sound judgment. Take the road of life together, hand in hand. Let no distance part separate you. Let no event of life tear you asunder. Remember, both of you, what Amalek has done to us. Remember that and don't forget it for the rest of your lives, and pass this memory as a sacred testimony to future generations. For a fleeting moment, I close my eyes and behold you two standing before me. I embrace and kiss you and say to you that I am your loving father to my very last breath. This is we're talking about during World War II. People were in such terror. But they saw fire. Some of these people, I don't know where they came from, what their background was. Eretz Yisrael, it's our land. We're not there now, we're here. Okay, this is where we are. We should be zeichah to all go to Eretz Yisrael. But we have to see, we have to cry for it. We have to feel it. We have to feel it in our bones. It's such a hard thing for us. We're so far removed from it. But we have to feel it. We should haka be zeicha that the IDF should be menateach through our Torah. It's through our Torah that's going to win the war. It's not the IDF. It's not the Iron Dome. It's through the Torah HaKadosh that's going to be menateach. We should be zeicha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. From here be Amen. Amen.